Tenho 16 anos, nasci aqui em Songo.
I'm 16 years old. I was born here in Songo, and my name is Alexander Sousa. I stepped on a landmine.
Estrada picada.
Alexandre Sousa, jovem em Moçambique, país na costa oriental.
Alexander Sousa, a boy in Mozambique, a country on the eastern coast of Africa, is dark like me. He wears a pale brown shirt and gray shorts. Out of one of his trouser legs is only a stump. Metal crutches give him support. His look seems shy.
When I came from school, father tasked me to look for a cattle. I did not know that there were landmines on the way. Maybe the rains had flushed them from the hills.
In Mozambique, there have been laid mines both outside communities, on roads, on areas with schools, health posts.
Arne Ergert, a Norwegian who works in the district of Kawora Basa, is responsible for the search and removal of the terrible legacy of a war which lasted for nearly 30 years.
In Mozambique, fortunately, it has been a level one mine war. It means that the mines which have been used have been the simple one, the cheapest one, which has been used in a simple way.
In 1992, there was a peace agreement in the country between the Frelimo government and the rebel Renamo group. But before Mozambicans were at war with each other, other forces turned most of the land into a minefield. The Portuguese colonialists who initially fought Frelimo, the Rhodesians who were chasing freedom fighters from their own country, Zimbabwe, and more recently South African support for Renamo. All of them, together with their allies in the former Eastern Bloc and the West, are responsible for this state of affairs, a situation in which people in Mozambique daily run the risk of losing a limb, or indeed their life, every time they go out. In 1994, the United Nations estimated that 2 million mines are buried all over the country.
Number of mines are not the right way to measure efficiency, because if you do a road and the road is 4 km or 10 km, it's not the number of mines, but it's the number of km which has been opened. The same with agricultural land can be condemned with like 1 mine or 100 mines, but the area, you cannot use it if it's 1 or 100. So we prefer to count area, square meters, how much land has been opened or how many kilometers of road. And today they have cleared approximately 4 million square meters and 90 kilometers of road.
If you think of Mozambique as a soccer field, the 4 million square meters cleared is less than the penalty spot. The Norwegian People's Aid, NPA, needed 2 years to do this. This is an NPA camp near the Kahora Basa Dam. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. There are green tents with blue UN tarpaulins. The breakfast at open fireplaces is finished. Mozambicans in dark blue overalls load their equipment onto trucks. Miguel Adamo is one of these men.
There are several indications of a mine area. The names of war ammunition, places where troops were stationed or former battlefields, relevant information about mined areas or about accidents given by the local people. This guides ourselves.
But accidents also happened to the D miners, four since 1993, two of them fatal. NPA compensated the families. The Norwegian organization receives funding from Australia, Sweden, and the Netherlands. Two other foreign relief organizations and two commercial companies from South Africa and Zimbabwe clear mines in other regions of the country. The Norwegian experts have contracted 560 Mozambicans and are training them to work with metal detectors and also with mine tracker dogs. This morning, 5 dogs are still kept on their leads in the camp. In the course of the day, these dogs carry a heavy responsibility. They are trained to sniff for dynamite. The Norwegians say they are trying to make use of simple methods of mine clearing to enable their Mozambican partners to take over the project soon. It is planned that Arne Ugard will be replaced as project manager by a Mozambican in early 1998.
We have found out that the critical point, the really vague point on our program, is to get field managers which are able to handle personnel problems, to handle logistic, to handle financial control. And this, I think, goes back to the Portuguese time where the Mozambicans were not given any kind of responsibility regarding personnel, financial or logistic equipment.
Eu fui carregado de um moço,
Two hours after the accident, I was carried by a man to a checkpoint. From there, I was driven in a car to the hospital in Songo, and later from there to Tete. All the time, I was unconscious.
Alexander Sosa lost his leg at 16. His father says,
the mines have to be cleared as soon as possible, so that we can move freely and easily, and can go to work without fear.
3 to 5 years from now, the mine problem will be manageable in Mozambique. This means that there will still be mines, but the major areas and the major roads have been cleared, so a normal development can take place.
The artificial limb given to Alexander Sosa hurts, and he does not use it. And for this young man, is there any chance for a normal development?
Será que se espera dele desenvolvimento normal?
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.